Oh my god, what the fuck? Bagels!
tacos, bagels.
No.
We are fucking back. Oh my god, it's been forever.
About time.
Oh, Jesus Christ, so much has happened. Anyway, you're listening to episode 5 of The Den. I am formerly Flaw, and... Say something, bitch.
Hello, everyone. My name is Amiya. It's nice to meet you.
Yes. Anyway, yes. The formerly flaw bit is because my name has changed to Zia, which is an old name I used to have before, so it's not much of a change. Everyone knows me as that anyway.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
We've been having fun discussing religion and being derpy, but before we get into that, updates. It's been so long, people might be interested in what the fuck's been going on with us, so... do you have anything? Because I have a shitload, so you go first.
Let's see, folks, let's see. Other than having my brother walk in on me on a very, interesting...
situation...
Situation. I've been mostly reading books, working out. I'm able to do a berry roll, folks. So yeah.
Okay. I don't see how that's relevant to
stuff.
Okay.
It's still what I've been doing. So.
That belly roll. I just don't get how that fits in.
It's like belly dancing.
Well, I can belly roll, but.
But you don't have... can you really?
Yeah. I've always been able to. Since I was like a kid.
I must see this belly.
I'm not going to show you.
I feel sad now. Now tell me what you've been up to.
Okay. Alright, so much shit has happened for me. God, where to start? So yes, my internet cut out, and that's why the podcast has been gone for so long. Because I had no way to reliably... get on and record with these fuckers. Oh, these fuckers. Speaking of that, Vigi is no longer a actual, like, consistent part of the show. He's very busy with schoolwork, so he'll pop in every once in a while, but he won't be on every episode. Anyway, back to my egotisticalities. Yeah, life has pretty much been going flippy-floppy for me lately. I've been searching for a job like crazy. Luckily, it seems like something might be coming through for me in the next couple of days. I might be getting one of those "you're hired" calls, so that'll be nice.
Yes, there would be.
It will be. I also recently got out of a relationship, so I'm single again, which is it's kind of midway, but you know.
Don't go rushing into it.
I'm not. Go wait. What? Go rushing into what?
Into the whole, oh, I love you, I love you.
You'd make no sense sometimes.
I know. I swear.
I was rather saying I'm single now, which is kind of a double-edged sword because now I don't have a mate, but at the same time, I don't have to worry about one.
True.
Either way. Okay, so that's enough of that derfiness. Yep. So, the new direction for the show, if we can even call it that, we're gonna start doing some new shit. Since it's just me and Arya now, we're probably gonna bring in the occasional guest every once in a while, whenever we find it fit. I've got a few people I have in mind.
So do I.
Yep. Anybody who Miss Arya here or I like, we can bring in so long as they would be good for the show and not completely derpy. Although I don't think we can get much derpier than we already are.
Yes.
So, I know there's a certain otter who would probably want to jump in on that, if he can, at least.
Speaking of that certain otter, I haven't heard from him. I've missed him.
I haven't either, actually. I think he's probably been busy with life. He unlike us, has, like, an actual life to do.
Yeah. I missed the otter.
Oh, poor otter. Huh? Poor otter, oh. otters are sea foxes. Anyway, well, actually, they could be river foxes, too. They're wet foxes. That's better. So, anyway, And now the otters fucking hate me. Topics. We were talking about God. I don't know if we should, though, because people would hate us. We all have very differing views, and certain furries get butthurt over the smallest shit. Hello, Aria.
I'm here.
You fucking liar. You're type fucking.
No, I am not type fucking. Excuse me, but I do have a roommate who is slowly passing out and would love to go to sleep. My apologies. We're discussing on what the fuck to eat.
I see.
Pot pie.
Ugh, I hate chicken pot pie. I hate...
What?
I do, I'm sorry.
Why?
I...
Okay, it's the black in me that just loves the chicken.
Okay, chicken, fine. Peas and gravy, not.
Peas and gravy's okay. Please continue.
I don't care for gravy. I hate peas. I'm also not a fan of mashed potatoes. So, call me weird. Okay, so, I guess we can just jump straight into some fucking news articles then if we don't have anything to talk about. There's a few pretty good ones this time. Anyway, I was talking about this one earlier before we started recording. Hyenas show proof of higher intelligence through counting. Haha. It looks like we can add hyenas to the list of animals that can count. In fact, hyenas can count nearly as well as primates. I need to stop reading this shit in that voice. It's kind of retarded.
I have a dog that, like, won't go away.
It loves you. It wants to hump your leg and leave the sploosh stain. It can still leave a sploosh stain.
I know, but no, I don't like her mud. And she's not my dog. I just take care of her. All right.
Anyway, a sure sign that these carnivorous predators are unusually intelligent, blah, blah, blah. This is caused by their sophisticated hierarchical societies in the wild. Don't get on me for saying hierarchical wrong. Blarg.
Hierarchy?
Hierarchical. Oh my god, that's such an awkward word. Okay.
I'm gonna get is on that even a word?
I think it's a word. It should. I think
maybe.
It is.
Should be.
It's pretty fucking weird, though. Okay, anyway. Hyenas are among the few animal species that have unusually complex social groupings to the point where scientists consider them societies instead of packs. So, in other words, hyenas, you're smarter than people say.
Yep. Yeah.
Hyenas usually kind of get a bum rap being called, like, stupid or laughing idiots from their laugh-like barks and calls.
Well,
which is retarded, but whatever.
It's all a trap.
It's only a trap if it's dressed in a skirt.
No, but hyenas just derp. Anyway,
okay.
Continue.
Okay. Researchers have repeatedly demonstrated the cognitive abilities. Okay, again. I fucked this up earlier because the article is written misproperly here, and I know misproperly isn't a word, fuck you. It says, have repeatedly demonstrated the cognitive abilities of hyenas rival as a monkey's. If that sounds weird, that's because it should be demonstrated that the cognitive abilities. Yeah. Anyway, new research from... These are just sent in by people.
Damn.
But, so, I mean, they're subject to having errors like that. I mean, it's a small error, it's just it makes it awkward to read out loud.
Fair enough.
Alright, anyway, new research from Michigan State University suggests hyena intelligence evolved as a means for the spotted and striped predators to keep track of their social groups. But, yeah, anyway, I'm going to cut that short. There's more, but if you feel like it, you can check it out yourself at furrynewsnetwork.com. Plug, 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 plug.
Plug.
All that fun shit.
Yeah.
God. And you know what? Something else that needs to change about the show is in the past, I've been the only person to read the news articles, and that seems kind of derpy.
No, I am not reading anything.
You don't want to read a news article?
No, because I know how I sound when I'm reading anything aloud. No. No, you can't make me.
You just don't want to do the hard work of reading and speaking at the same time.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
I wanna. Okay, folks. No. Everything. I don't know where I was going with that one, but we were also discussing relation, which we can get into that one right now, because I can't.
You just can't hold in the hatred anymore?
I can't hold it in, because, okay, I dealt with black churches who sound like this, and God! Yes, God! Can I get an amen, sister, in the back row? Amen!
Oh, God.
I've dealt with that, because God said this, and you're supposed to put in $20 to help get my perm.
Oh. I'm just over here writhing in pain as you describe it.
Cause it's
praise of Jesus, and he will give you upon your his holy gift.
His holy gift.
Oh my God! if God is real, we're so going to hell. Anyway,
I think me and the devil would be laughing.
I don't know. I don't think the devil would want me. I'm too awesome.
The devil
I'm
would
kidding.
Either laugh or kick me out.
The devil would be like, fuck this shit, God could have you back.
He's like, no, I don't want them.
I don't want them, send them to purgatory.
So purgatory is space, so we all would be floated in space for eternity.
I think Earth is purgatory. It sucks that bad.
But
I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
In
no,
space.
The fact of the matter is, for anybody who's listening, we do not hate on people who believe in God. We hate on the overzealous fuckwads who take it up a notch.
And the fact that they would want to force their religion views.
Oh, God, yeah.
I hate that. I mean, like, if you're gonna worship the Christian God, Buddhist, and all of that nifty stuff, don't force it on someone. I will throw a shoe at you.
Yeah.
And this is me being nice about the whole shoe part. So no forcing religion. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But Jehovah Witnesses.
Oh God, fucking. I swear I can't go out like on a regular weekday without running into some fucking Jehovah's on bikes.
Wait. Question. Do they have like the little helmets?
Yep.
And the name tags?
Yep.
Those are not Jehovah's Witnesses. Those are,
I don't know about the name tag, but I know that they ride around on their little bikes, they wear white shirts, black pants,
yeah,
nice shoes,
yeah,
and a helmet.
That's not Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay, well, enlighten
they're,
me.
Mormons.
Mormons, okay. Well, either way, I can't seem to fucking go out during the weekday without having some fucking religious fucknut try to sell me their Kool-Aid.
You want some Kool-Aid? No, it's okay.
In case you didn't get that, that was a reference to cults. Drinking the Kool-Aid.
Wait. Is it grape flavored? Is it grape flavored?
You are just reinforcing a negative stereotype right now, you fucking bitch.
But I love all of you, and you too. I love you guys. Come on. Hey. You're allowed to say anything about me because you're friends with a black person. It's...
I don't think being friends with you will get away with me, like, going to, like...
Actually, it can. Because I'd be like, it's okay, guys. It's okay. He's with me. Calm down.
And for those who are not enlightened, she is indeed of the black persuasion.
Yeah. I just don't have the accent of, yo, what's up? Yo, man, what's up? Where's my folder? No, it's more like, hello.
It's like, hi, I'm super girly girl.
Hi, get off my porch before I shoot you. I love you.
Hi, okay, I have bye. Chains in my basement. We're gonna have fun.
Come on in.
Oh, God. All right. So,
Jason
yeah.
T.
God, people who fucking are overzealous. Yeah, that's fun. Allow me to define how we differentiate between overzealous and regular people, because I keep saying it, but God knows, see what I did there, that there's going to be at least one or two people who are just going to be fucking hating us right now because of the shit we're saying. And the way we differentiate between the super fucking zealous dick bagels who force their shit on everybody and the normal people who are cool, if you, by chance, partake in little bike gangs to go knock on people's doors to tell them about the Word of God, you're overzealous. If you have loud discussions in public about how much God is so awesome and anybody who doesn't believe in Him is going to hell, you are overzealous. If you frequent online forums and make posts about how your God is so much better than anybody else's, you are overzealous. If you make friends with somebody, then treat them like shit when you find out that they don't believe in Christianity or whatever religion they may be, because fuck knows, everybody's got different religion. You're overzealous. And I can keep going and going and going. The examples are fucking endless. If you play MMO games in which there are multiple gods and then say that multiple gods are against your god, then you shouldn't be playing the MMO and you're overzealous. So, I could keep on going on, and I'm not going to.
Just keep going.
No, I don't want to go on forever.
Okay.
Don't want to drone on. Yeah. But if any of that accurately describes you, then we don't like you. Anything else, you're probably fine. You're probably a cool guy. I'd like to meet you sometime. Send me a message. Anyway, as it is, I am an atheist. I admit it. I am such a horrible heathen. Oh my God, I lack morals. I'm going to go to hell. And
I am one of pagan blood, so yeah.
She is le pagan. Well, that's pretty much it. I don't know much about pagans.
Really?
I don't. I admit
I'll
it.
I'll have to tell you later.
We shall have an in-depth discussion, and you shall edumacate me of the pagan.
I shall.
All right.
I hear a butt much of a brother. Ooh.
Oh, fun. All right, well, while you're dealing with the quote-unquote butt much of a brother, I am going to read about the Fernifinity mobile app for Android, which is awesome, and I just downloaded it today.
Ooh.
Yep. Okay, so Fox Tech Ltd. is a small but notable company that is the leading force driving more mobile-based applications for members of the furry fandom, and is currently working on a mobile application for Fernifinity. This article is a little outdated. The beta is available right now. Fox Tech has made what was a dream to become a reality. While the iOS version may not be in development for some time, the Android version of the app is currently available for free. You can now browse, favorite, and even comment on artwork while on the go using this app. Fox Tech would like to develop apps for Apple products in the future, etc., etc., but they're unlikely to be accepted into the App Store because Apple's a bunch of dicks who thinks that Fernifinity is nothing but a porn site. That's my own words, not theirs. It's true, I swear. They think FA is a porn site. They don't allow it. It's like, Anyway.
No, because I look at it privately in my home. Ew.
Oh my God, there's an app for a porn site? Oh my God, that's not allowed. You're denied. You're not allowed in our app store. That's okay, Android will take us. Anyway, Chip Fox, the owner of Fox Tech, would like to improve for Affinity Mobile by working together with some of the FA moderators. Working with FA means that the mobile application can continue to grow along with FA without unexpected crashes or interruptions of service occurring from any website changes. Fox Tech would like to help Furaffinity develop an open Furaffinity.net API for all furries to access. And for those who don't know what that means, the API basically allow people who know how to work with code and whatnot to make their own applications to work with Furaffinity. even though no offer of support has been received from the moderators of FA, Foxtech is still open to a partnership to provide better application for all members of FA and the furry fandom as a whole. Currently, Foxtech Ltd. is working on fixing known issues with the application. Most of the application's features work as they are intended, but there are still a few tweaks and errors that need to be addressed. While the application is in development, it will be ad-free, but once the official release of the app is available, ads can be expected on some of the application's pages. So, it's pretty, pretty nifty. I actually downloaded it on my phone myself, and... Oh, that's another new thing. I have an actual Android phone now, which doesn't suck. Anyway, I tested it out a little bit. It's missing some features. Anybody who knows me knows I'm a musician on FA, and I was a little disappointed to find that it doesn't support audio, sadly. It also doesn't support full view of images or anything like that yet, but it is in beta. I'm sure that stuff will come. Excuse me for a second. I have to cough. Okay.
Old man cough.
You guys didn't hear that because I muted my microphone, by the way.
It was an old man cough.
No, no.
Damn.
It's just phlegm. Phlegm is fun. Anyway, while a free version will be available, there will also be a pro version of the FA app that will provide ad-free browsing for $2 a month. The proceeds will be used to maintain the Foxtech website and help keep the app up to date with any patches and fixes that need to be made. Now, that right there, I do have a small problem with that. $2 a month, I don't like monthly fees whatsoever, especially when it has to do with an actual phone application. I mean, really, am I going to be using this app enough to warrant paying $2 extra a month for it when I could just use my web browser to go to FA on it? So,
$2. It's cheap.
Not really. For a phone app, that's actually pretty spendy. I mean,
okay, a month?
It's per month.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on the person. It could be spendy, it could be not spendy. It depends on your personal financial status and what you think of how much you'll use it.
Okay.
To me, at its current state, it's not worth it.
Alright, I understand where you're coming at.
Because, honestly, everything that this app can do, I can just do with my web browser, and I don't have to pay shit for that. Except for my data plan, which is $30 a month, which I'm fine with. Anyway... So, the proceeds will go keeping up with the website, helping patches and fixes that need to be made, whatnot. And apparently they eventually intend on adding special features that don't exist yet on FA, such as social networking tie-ins. I guess if you want it for that, it could be useful, but that's not there yet. So... Yep. It's a nifty little app. If you want it, go ahead and search in the app market. All you have to do is type in Fur Affinity. It's pretty much the only result. Go ahead and try it. See if you like it.
It has a dog in my lap. Kinda.
Dogs in laps.
Well, she's taller. She's like a very big dog, and her head is like on my lap. She's like, hey, how you doing? You gonna pet me some more? Because I'm old. Love me some more.
All right. Well, let's see. What's all this other stuff? Let's look at more news articles. Don't mind me. It's
no.
What I do. Do, do, do.
No.
Apparently, a furry magazine. Apparently.
Huh?
That's interesting.
A furry magazine. Oh, God.
Apparently, somebody's making a furry magazine. So there's that. There's some stuff about how furries need to realize that sex and sexuality actually exist, and I'm not going to touch that because that's just a drama explosion waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Don't. Yeah. I'm not...
They can read that one on their personal time.
Yes. If you feel like it, if you feel like it, I already said, furrynewsnetwork.com, it's one of the top articles right now. It's an opinion piece, so be warned, it's opinionated.
Yeah.
And for that reason, we're not going to read it on the show. It's worth reading if you want to. I personally, I don't agree with everything that the article says. I'm sure Ari would strongly disagree with a lot of it.
I'm going to have to go to this site just so I can see everything and
yeah.
Voice my opinion.
Oh, yes, that's right. There was one more thing that I felt like touching on, just because it's funny and retarded at the same time. But kind of, it's kind of typical, too. PETA is scheduled to launch an erotic website in November.
Of? Wait, never mind.
It's PETA. What do you think they would be launching an erotic website about? Animals, of course.
Dun, 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 dun.
It would appear that PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, who don't know what the acronym stands for, is up to its old tricks once again.
So they're just a huge poochie. Go that way.
Basically, okay. For anybody who doesn't know, PETA is a very extremist group, and they do rather stupid things, and I like to laugh at them. For example, a while back, they did this thing where they had a bunch of naked ladies out in public holding signs saying that, saying all sorts of wild shit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just one of their little tricks. They've done so many. Anyway, the radical Norfolk, Virginia animal rights group has announced that they are going to undertake an extreme attempt to turn even more people to their cause. Their plan this time is to release pornographic images on the new .xxx domain coming in November. Anybody who doesn't know about that, there's a new domain endema thingamabob. I don't know what to call them. It's like .com, but it's .xxx instead. It's for porn sites.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, these pictures will also harbor strong vegan and quote-unquote animal-friendly overtones throughout their pictures.
Yeah, animal-friendly, folks. Animal-friendly.
Animal-friendly. Think of a strong emphasis on the friendly.
Friendly.
Yes.
Oh. My dog doesn't like this topic. She's whiny. Like,
yeah,
no!
Gee, I wonder why. If I were a dog, I'd be like, what the fuck, no, as well.
Yeah, she's like, no, change this topic. I don't want to hear about this.
Here's some quotes from somebody from the actual organization.
Oh, goodness.
And here it goes. As soon as we heard that the .xxx domain was becoming available, we thought it would be triple extra effective in helping us bring our important issues of animal rights and eating a vegan diet to a greater number of people, Lindsay Resch, the organization's associate director of campaigns, said on Monday. according to the Virginia pilot, sorry, words, the site will contain sexually suggestive erotic images, but will not contain hardcore porn. So in other words, it'll be naked people next to animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds real great right there, yeah.
Yeah. We love our animals! Watch this video!
So I'm gonna...
We love them.
I'm gonna cut this one short. I usually do, because a lot of these articles are very long. Reading the whole thing isn't exactly ideal. Especially on a topic like this, where it just makes you want to barf into a bag. So yeah, fun. PETA, being retarded yet again.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they'll actually be fucking animals in public. God.
We love our animals in public!
Whoa, dude, you like your animals a little too much there.
Yeah, put some jaws on.
Jeez, man, if you're gonna do that, do it in jail, where you belong.
He said, put some drawers on.
It makes no sense.
That.
Okay, anyway, fuck. Well, I guess that should be it for the news, since we've already read a shitload.
Yeah, for shitloads.
I don't think we have much else to say, though, because apparently we can't think of anything.
Ah!
Rawr.
The dog. The dog! I'm going to make fun of PETA from now on. We love our animals. You should love them too.
Oh my grr. This needs to die. No more PETA. PETA, go away. The more we talk about them, the more publicity they get, and the more fucking they want and get what they want.
Yeah.
So. Anyway.
What? Oh, nice doggy.
Fuck. I just...
Mine just blew. Thanks, PETA. Thanks.
Yeah,
you just killed.
Just kind of ruin our podcast.
Mine. Thanks.
Fucking finally get back, and then it's ruined by PETA. They ruin everything.
Damn.
Anyway.
Damn.
Oh, God. So, other than that, let's see. Topics. We could talk about bagels. I fucking love bagels, especially cock bagels. Yep.
Did you really say cock pickles?
Yes, I did. Cock bagels. Okay. We're an explicit podcast. We're allowed.
Cock bagels.
Yep.
Okay.
Cock bagels.
I want to know how you one create a cock bagel without, you know.
Okay. Let me explain the phenomenon of cock bagel. I came up with this a while back, and ever since it's kind of been trending in real life around me. My father heard me say it and thought it was funny as shit. He spread it at work, and like, it's become like a, it's almost a, like a small local meme now that I started.
Yay.
Basically, a cock bagel is where you take a bagel and you stuff it on your own dick, or your, if you have a boyfriend, your boyfriend's dick, or or whoever you might be doing things with. Doesn't have to be your boyfriend. Anyway, you put the bagel on the dick. Uh-huh. Cream cheese is optional.
Okay.
And then you eat the bagel off. That's cock bageling.
So, it...
Mind blown much?
Yeah. My mind just went from... I'm just picturing someone putting their dick in like some batter or whatever. Just like, yeah, I gotta make the cock bagel.
No, it's not like
that. Or something
like that. You just get some plain store-bought regular old bagels and you shove them on a dick. There you go.
This is for people who is also into that I'm not even going to bother saying it because it's...
People who are in love with objects?
Maybe. Possibly.
Maybe, possibly. That's a real thing.
Maybe.
I actually saw like an actual article on it. There are actually people who find themselves physically attracted
to bagels.
Not just bagels, but all sorts of things. There's like a woman who claims to be married to the Eiffel Tower.
Dun, 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 dun. Get away from me, you American.
There's stuff like that. I mean, it's real. I read an entire article on it. There's people who are in love with their couches, people who claim they're married to big, gigantic fucking monuments. And I'm sure within that there's somebody out there who thinks that he's got a, you know, or she has a, you know, bagel for a mate.
Look at my bagel! Isn't he attractive? Isn't she attractive? Oh, snap, I killed her.
Oh my god, I just ate my boyfriend!
Oh, wait, the couch. I love my couch. Oh, yeah.
Climb inside of it and you can feel like you're in a fursuit.
Yeah.
Anyway. And I'm sure any fursuiters who are listening to this will agree, those things are fucking hot. And not in the sexy hot kind of way. I'm talking like they're, you get overheated. Couches aren't much better.
I wonder how. What the, you dog? What? Go. Part like the Red Sea and shake your. Fur just. Like a fur ball just flew up into the air.
Alright, Arya, say something.
Something!
No, say things about stuff. Topic.
Stuff! Topic!
Oh my god!
Okay, let's see what I can think of. Boudin! Has anyone tried Boudin before? Please tell
me. Wait, what? What is this?
You've never tried Boudin before.
I don't even know what it is. I've never heard of it.
Why? Why? Oh, wait, I forgot. You're not from... countryside, never mind.
Yeah, I'm a super homo gay dude living in a suburban neighborhood.
Boudin is so good. It's like an orgasm in your mouth, okay?
That sounds messy.
But no, it's basically pigskin and rice meat and various different seasonings. It's really good. And
are you?
I'm gonna have to get you to try some.
Are you sure you don't mean poutine? That's a Canadian thing. I know that.
No.
Fucking Darkie back in the dark ages before the show was with you and Vigi.
Poutine?
He's talking about poutine.
What the fuck's a poutine?
To my knowledge, it's like cheese curds on fries and shit. It's apparently good, according to the people I've heard about it from. I'm not a Canadian, and so I haven't tried it.
But boudin is good. It's really good. I suppose seeing where you were born, you wouldn't have it. Wouldn't know of it.
I live over here on Pacific land, so...
Yeah.
I wasn't born in the state I live in, I can tell you that, but I wasn't born... I was only born, like, a state away, so...
I swear I'm gonna get you to try some boudin, whether you like it or not.
I don't like rice.
So?
I don't like rice.
So it's good! Especially if you barbecue it. Oh, when you place it on the grill, it's even better! Because it's like... I want some boudin now. I'm hungry.
Smooth going, Ace.
I make myself hungry, folks. That's sad. It's all your fault.
It's my fault?
Yes, it's all your fault.
How is it my fault?
It's your fault. Take responsibility.
You chose to talk about food. That was your fault. Speaking of food, I fucking love waffles.
I like pancakes.
I prefer waffles to pancakes because they have little, you know, indents in them where you can have whatever you put on them and it's better.
But you can do that with pancakes.
Not really. Anything I put on pancakes doesn't want to stay on top.
Well, I force my toppings to stay on top of the pancake.
Oh. In particular, if you've ever tried putting peanut butter on a pancake, that shit doesn't work.
Peanut butter? Ew!
What, you don't like peanut butter?
I hate peanut butter.
I fucking love peanut butter.
I hate it.
I love peanut butter, because I when I have waffles, I slather it in fucking peanut butter, and oh my god, it's delicious.
Yuck. Almond butter, I don't mind that.
Okay, I'm sure that's got like a similar consistency. I don't think any. Oh, it doesn't? Are you sure?
No, it's different. Yeah, I'm positive.
I've never tried almond butter, so I wouldn't know.
I have. But it's actually nutritious and it's really good.
But the key difference between pancakes and waffles in my book is if you try putting peanut butter on a pancake, it doesn't work. You know, I know why? It fucking, like, congeals. It's weird. It doesn't melt like it should. On a waffle, it does what you'd expect it to do. If you heat it up, it's melting. And when you heat up a pancake and you put peanut butter on it, it just does kind of stays there and does nothing. It's weird.
But it'll still melt.
It doesn't melt. Not at all. When you put peanut butter on a pancake, it'll melt for, like, all of, like, 5 minutes, and then it'll be weird. It's freaky. It doesn't change the flavor or anything. It's just weird, and I don't like it.
Yeah, no.
It makes it kind of get stuck on your mouth when you eat it. It does.
Yeah, I got peanut butter on my mouth.
Well, like, I meant rather stuck to the roof of your mouth, but...
Yeah.
You end up like a dog licking at your face for an hour.
I gotta get this peanut butter off.
Anyway.
Peanut butter.
Dear Lord.
Topics about food.
Smite me down. Oh, wait, you aren't going to. You don't do that. You're not very active, are you, God? Kind of, if you really think about it, he's quite lazy.
Okay. He's lazy when he wants to be, but when he, like, wants to make himself known, he's like, I am going to fuck all of you up with the help of Thor and Odin.
Yeah,
of the other ones.
We're going off on fucking religion rant again. We should stop. We have very wide differing opinions compared to everybody's listening. Anyway, please don't fucking hate us for not believing in your religion, please.
Hate me, because you know I'll just love you twice as much.
Please don't hate me, I'm sensitive.
Hate me, I'll just love you twice as much.
Yeah.
And then give you a cookie, and say, congratulations.
Aw, love.
So, I dare you to hate me. I dare you.
Yeah.
I'm betting what's all in my wallet, which is...
Oh, hey, you dropped your nuts.
My nuts! Oh, wait, my nuts! Fuck! Oh, wait, no, no, nope, nope, they're still attached, never mind.
You don't wait. That doesn't work. You don't have a sack to carry your nuts in, so they can't be attached to you.
But I want a sack to carry my nuts
in. I guess you could tape them to, like, your elbow or something. I don't know.
What? What? My dog is looking for my nuts. She's looking for them. She's like, where are your nuts? Your nuts are somewhere. Is that your nuts? Nope, nope, that's a shoe. No.
Okay. If your nuts are similarly shaped to a shoe, you might need to see a doctor.
She was looking for them because she's a very derpy dog.
Actually, that would make her kind of a smart dog, because that means she would have picked up on the word dropped and knows that you dropped something on the ground.
Aww. Who's a good poochie? Yes.
Who's a good bitch?
Yeah, she's like, I'm a good bitch. I think she heard you. She's like, I'm a good bitch.
My. And now we go into Solemncast, where we remember those who have been lost in the furry massacre of 2011.
Oh, snap.
No.
The end.
Oh, my God. Imagine, though, a furry massacre. Jesus. That would be horrible. Actually, well, I guess it depends on what furries you massacre. There's a few I wouldn't mind being in that certain situation. Yeah. Anyway.
She's hyper tonight.
You're hyper. I think she picks it up off you.
What?
I think your petting her is giving her a contact high. Anyway. So, hey, there's a new game that's like super awesome and we should like talk about it.
Like what, Gears 3?
No. Oh no, like, aww. Oh my God, it's Wolf Quest.
Wolf Quest? What the heck is that? I'm thinking it's Gears, because I'm like, oh my God, Gears, Horde mode.
No.
I didn't play the story.
This is so much more awesome than Gears. Like, it's so much more awesome than any other game ever.
Nice! Ever.
It's called Wolf Quest, and you get to, like, learn about, like, wolf ecology.
Ooh! What the hell?
You get to play in a 3D CG simulated immersive environment, allowing up to single play through two action-packed episodes.
Ooh.
Or you can do group play, which allows you to form a pack with up to five of your friends.
Ooh, gee.
It takes place in Yellowstone National Park. Isn't that awesome?
Hey, boo-boo, you get, where's my picnic basket?
You get to become a real-life wolf in the virtual world.
Yay! And here's something on Gears.
I'm actually...
Sniping a fucking head off.
I'm actually not kidding, by the way.
What?
This is a real game. It's made for educational purposes so that kids in classrooms can learn more about wolf ecology.
Okay. Mommy, I want to learn about wolves! Here you go, play this game.
It's made through collaboration between the Minnesota Zoos Association and EduWebs. And apparently, being a wolf is not all fun and games, raves, and yiffs. Struggling to survive is a whole different ballgame. Jack London's Call of the Wild, never heard of Rough Until You've Played This. Struggling to provide pack wars, caribou hunting, alpha trials, and the thrill of the hunt was never this exciting. This is not written very well. Anyway. Yeah, so... You start off... So, first off, you start off making a wolf. How cool is that?
Ooh!
customize.
Can it be a pink wolf with rainbow colors?
Hold on, hold on. I have more. Customized features include name, fur texture, fur color, wolf stat sliders, and gender.
Woo!
And just like that, kid.
Get a book.
And just like that, you have a wolf to play as in the world. The gameplay is very straightforward with some extra features as well. As a wolf, you have access to quote-unquote scent mode. That enables you to find the nearest bears, elks, or other wolves, so you can brutally murder them.
Okay, alright, kids, I'm gonna teach you how to be a wolf, and how to find things, and horribly mutilate them.
Yep.
Let's play this video game if you want to know how to be a wolf. You have to survive. Go into the wilderness.
Oh, there's so much more than that, though. You can find a mate.
Mommy, what's that thingy right there? Is that a red rocket?
I'm sure this screen pans to black and you just hear sounds like Fable. Oh my god, you do that entirely too well.
What? It sounded like that?
I'm sure it probably does for this game. For the wolf game.
It sounds like
two walruses dying together.
That's creepy.
Anyway.
Let's die together.
Anyway, yeah, you work your way up the wolf social hierarchy, and you can accept quests and run around and be derpy. You can mark scents and shit, which, in case you didn't know, that includes pissing on trees.
Yeah, folks.
There's turn-based battle mode, which, to my knowledge, I don't believe wolves take turns fighting each other like Pokemon. I believe they just fucking bite the fuck out of each other. For your game's sake, I guess that liberty can be taken.
Wolf names Akashi uses bite.
Your wolf's features, as in your body shape and shit, changes according to the actions you do inside battles, apparently. So,
I want to make a ninja.
Apparently, you can also give in and run away like a little pussy if you don't want to fight.
Wow. Like, I can't take... No! This guy's too strong. Tail between the legs. And just waddles away.
I mean, it sounds like we're being really against the game, and that's because we're gamers. We're about actual games. I mean, you know, it's nice and it's good for kids to learn about the balance of nature and all that shit. And
you can learn.
I'm sure it's a lot more fun for them to play a game than read Wikipedia articles over and over.
Read a book, kids. Lazy. Read a book. go to your library and just look up.
Read
the
a book. Read a
read
book.
A book.
Read a motherfucking book. Yeah, I saw it.
Jeremy.
So many people aren't going to get that, and I love it.
Aww.
Oh, by the way, the game's graphics are rather outdated.
Oh.
Yeah,
so
it's
like blocky?
Not, it's, no, I wouldn't say blocky, but it's, how to say, being rather generous, and this is a quote from the actual article on the interwebs, being rather generous, one might think that the game is made for Windows 98. So, it's rather old, graphically speaking. It doesn't lag, though, but rendering takes a while, though. So, you'll have long loading screens, minimal lag, and shit graphics.
And I'm still going to say this. Read a book, kids. Read a book.
Goddamn book. Apparently, it's a small wonder as to how rendering should take so long, considering that all the trees are pretty much the same.
The trees!
The environment isn't all that great, apparently.
Ooh, I'm a tree. I'm flowing.
I have a friend who actually likes being a tree on Second Life. But anyway,
that could be taken so wrong right now.
I mean a literal tree with leaves.
So,
He's a tree.
He's a tree.
He is a tree.
He's a tree.
He's a cool dude, but he's a tree.
He's a tree.
Anyway, so we had just had a bit of fun there with that derpiness, my gore.
A tree.
Okay, enough with the trees. Let's talk about games, since we just went off about a horrible game. I can't fairly say it's horrible. I haven't tried it, but from what I hear. Anyway.
You haven't... You should get it. It's worth... It's
if you
playing.
Feel like giving it a shot and learning about the social interactions between wolves in a turn-based combat style and, you know, brutally murdering elk and pissing on trees, then go right for it. Find this game. It's called Wolf Quest. You can go ahead to www.wolfquest.org and get it there.
Still say, read a book, kids.
I don't know that very many kids should be listening to this. Just saying.
Well, yeah, after all the stuff we've been saying.
Yeah, considering. We aren't exactly the most PG podcast.
Nope, get straight to the point, you're a fucking idiot, and read a book. That one small PG.
Read a book, motherfucker, read a motherfucking book. Anyway, so you've been all into the Gears 3.
I'm not gonna spoil the story because I haven't really played the story mode. But horde mode.
You
is...
horde.
Bite me.
I will. Sounds fun. Anyway, go on.
Bite. Okay, horde mode, if you're up for the whole killing waves and waves and waves of weird fucking bug demon thingies, because that's what I call them, because that's what they look like to me, and it's awesome. But if you're up for killing hordes and hordes of little bugs, go for it. Get Gears! And if you're up for the aggressive... manly, and surprisingly, some females in the game are pretty manly. Yeah, no, I'm serious. I've never seen a manly female be like, "Fuck you! I just snapped off his fucking head," in that type of fashion.
I'm not kidding. I mean, I understand. It's just when you say manly female, I instantly go to lesbian.
I assume they're lesbians because I... Yes, maybe so. Kinda.
Possibly. Alright, well. So
Gears,
yeah.
Gears
awesome. Of War 3. Great graphics. Ooh, on the Xbox. Yeah.
Worth getting.
I haven't tried it myself, but from my experience with Gears of War 2, it's probably worth the buy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I myself have been getting back into retro gaming, believe it or not. I've been messing around with emulators and what have you, and I have been enjoying the fuck out of an old favorite of mine, Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening.
Ooh.
Yep.
That's a good one.
I don't know how many of us have played that, us being the people who listen, and yourself, Aria. But it's, personally, my favorite Legend of Zelda game. It's an instant classic. If you don't know how to emulate old games like that, you should check out VBA. I don't have an actual address for you, because I'm just, you know, lame like that. But if you type in Virtual Boy Advance, that'll be it.
Uh-huh.
That's in Google, of course.
Of course.
From there, you just have to hunt down ROMs. I personally use a little website called doperoms.com, I think. I don't remember if it's com or... Yeah, it's com. I just checked. Anyway, I get my ROMs off there. I've been enjoying the fuck out of some old-school games back from the Game Boy Color era. Good stuff.
Then I'm gonna have to look into getting that.
I can actually send it to you.
Alright.
It's public domain, so it's completely fine for me to send it.
Dun, 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 dun. dum dum.
It's pretty fun. Have you ever played Link's Awakening?
Let's see. Have I played it? Yes, I have.
You has.
I has. But it's been a very, 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 very long time.
I have to say, over every other Legend of Zelda game I've ever played, it's my favorite.
I make with the old and very poor memory. Yeah. I are old.
I've really been getting back into this old school gaming stuff because
even though the graphics are not what most generations are used to, it's still fun to play something in that type of fashion.
Well,
it's,
from a generational standpoint, you could say I'm from Generation Y, I guess. And we've been pretty much raised with the whole we've grown with the internet and with the game industry. And like when I was a kid, the more advanced shit was like the N64. That was like the new shit when I was a kid. Kind of. It's a little hard to define. But being somebody who's grown up and seen games that were from an earlier era and played a lot of them, and still can enjoy games from today, I'm kind of your all-around, I love every game gamer, because I can appreciate old-style art, I can appreciate the new fancy-pantsy graphics, I can appreciate a good chiptune soundtrack and a great orchestral composition by Jeremy Soule. So, it just shows you how varied people from my generation can be, because I'm very certain that I'm not the only one who enjoys both old-school games and new stuff. So, great stuff right there.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Sorry to have to cut this short. I do have a dog to walk. I apologize.
So, I guess we're ending the show then?
Yes, we can continue when?
Well, actually, that's a good thing to bring up. The show from now on will be released on Mondays. That'll be consistent instead of just whenever the fuck. Our recording is still a little bit derpy sometimes. Sometimes we record early, sometimes we record late, but it'll always be available on Mondays unless we can't make it for that week.
Okay, so, Mondays, and that's it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Other than that, I guess it's time to give them our personal information, so they can stalk us and whatnot.
Oh no, the stalkers! Oh Lord!
So, again, I am Zia, not Flaw anymore. Flaw belongs to somebody else as of a few days from now, because I'm basically trading that account for art from a decent artist. They wanted it, and I was like, sure. So, I'm Zia, that's furfinity.net /user/ZIYA. Keep in mind, there's a Y in there. You can find me on Twitter as twitter.com/silentfeline without any spaces, obviously. That's SILENTFELINE. And I Twitter daily. Please fucking watch me. I am not watched by barely anybody, and I tweet all the time, and it's just going to waste. You wouldn't want my shit to go to waste, would you? Anyway, for those who don't know, actually, nah, I think that's it. Okay, so Aria, you go.
Alrighty, folks. For the FA stuffs, I have Saiki. It's SAIKI. And as for my Twitter, just tweet me whenever you get a chance. I don't mind sparking up a nice, intriguing conversation.
In other words, she wants to have sex with you over Twitter.
No!
That's the way you're making it sound.
Anyway, I'm trying to hurry. Anyway, Aria Links spelled is stuffs and more stuffs and lots of stuff.
Isn't there an underscore in there?
No, it's all one word.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Maybe. Possibly.
Here, I'll pull up Twitter and I'll check real fast like.
Yes, please do, because I haven't checked any of my messages. But it's A-R-I-A links. If you don't know how to spell links, please, I'm going to smack you if you don't know
how. That's L-Y-N-X, not links like website links. Thank you.
Yeah. I was like, no, you think he's bad? No, bad! You get no cookies. None.
Bad. Come on.
Is that one word?
I'm checking right now. I
can stop being a lazy cow and lick my damn self. What the hell, I have the internet.
Okay. There you are. It's one word.
Okay, it's all one word.
Yep. Okay. So, again, the show is changing, but it is back. And I hope people are happy that it's back.
He's happy.
And something I just realized now is apparently this is CatCast.
Ha!
Because it's now run by two cats and there's no longer any canines to get in the way. Imagine that. Stop Pokemoning in your head.
But
I hear you whispering super effective.
Super effective. Cool.
Okay. All right. So, thank you for listening to The Den. We love you. With my penis and her vagoo.
Hey, there's lots of things you don't know what I can do, okay?
Strap-ons.
There's other things you don't know. But yes, we love you all to death.
Please, if you haven't subscribed to us and you're just listening to this for lulz, please do subscribe. We appreciate it. You can send us email to furrypodcast@live.com. I will be checking on that again and I did have emails that we should have read today, but since it's our first day back, I think we'll do that next week, because we have a little bit of a backlog. So, we'll read the old and the new. So, yeah. Fun. Thanks for listening. Yes. Good night.
Night.